You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. It can be lonely as a libertarian in San Francisco. Less than 1% of registered voters are libertarians. But it's even lonelier as a sex worker who moonlights as the mouthpiece for the Libertarian Party. That's Starchild, a perennial candidate for local office. Reporter Sarah Tan spent some time with him to find out how he's spending this election season.
Gary Johnson for president.
It's just about a week before the big election, and a small group of libertarians have gathered on a corner in the Castro to canvass for presidential candidate Gary Johnson. Starchild is leading the group, banging a drum. He's an out and proud bisexual sex worker who is also the unofficial spokesman for the San Francisco Libertarian Party. He's made a name for himself on the city's political scene, running multiple times for local office over the past 15 years.
It was just like, you know, okay, we don't have anybody running for the state assembly seat. I'm in that district. I'll do it. Sure. Overall, I really am not a single issue person. It really is across the board, just wanting more freedom, less government.
You can't miss him. Topless or dressed in flashy booty shorts with a cowboy hat. He was originally born Chris Fox and grew up in a Republican household in the East Bay. After a stint in the military, which he actually credits to making him more liberal, he moved to San Francisco. He became Starchild back in the 90s after initially using it as an online screen name and then as a raver.
I was very heavily into the rave scene at the time, all night electronic music, dance parties, ecstasy culture, really, which I think kind of gets underemphasized now.
After a failed attempt at running for city supervisor in 2002, he ran and lost elections for local school board in 2004, supervisor again in 2006, and school board a second time in 2010.
A lot of people think I ran for mayor. I actually never did.
But the losses don't bother Starchild. That's not why he runs.
Not being obsessed with winning gives you the freedom to speak truth to power.
It's like a voter guide. Oh, good. Thank you. Thanks for voting.
Basically, running for office, the way I look at it, is a soapbox. What's important is hearts and minds. You know, I want to spread the idea of the non-aggression principle and freedom.
His running slogan is often, "Make San Francisco more like Black Rock City," a reference to the libertarian values celebrated during the Burning Man Festival in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada. He wants to cut spending in City Hall, decriminalize prostitution, and turn school hierarchies upside down by giving teachers more money and control. He says being a libertarian actually meshes well with his work in the sex industry.
So I think there's more sex workers who are libertarians than there are proportionally in the general population.
As a group, libertarians advocate for greater personal rights and less government intervention.
Being libertarian gives you a different perspective on the law. You know, I think I realized more than I had before. These are just a bunch of arbitrary restrictions, and I shouldn't worry too much about letting them dictate my choices. Some people are, you know, feeling like, oh, it's law, you should obey the law, otherwise you're a criminal, you get what you deserve kind of thing. And libertarians are generally not like that.
Not that he doesn't sometimes turn heads within the party.
Most libertarians are totally cool about it. They get it. The only usual concern that I'll sometimes get in libertarian circles is not that people have any problem with me being a prostitute. They're concerned about the party's image. Oh, we have to, you know, worry about what the public thinks and so forth and not be seen as a bunch of kooks and fringe people.
Mike Denny, another member of the San Francisco Libertarian Party, has known Starchild for 20 years. He says there are definitely times when Starchild, who's a regular figure at libertarian conventions, gets second glances or may not be taken seriously.
First of all, you don't know what to expect when you meet somebody whose name is Starchild, but I found him, you know, refreshingly intelligent and thoroughly knowledgeable about the issues around, you know, libertarian thinking. Starchild has a very personal way of presenting himself to the world, and so sometimes it helps him, I think, and sometimes it doesn't. But he's not about to compromise himself for the sake of public opinion, and I respect that.
Even Starchild admits that if he lived another life...
If I were to remake myself as a conventional politician, kind of disavow the more radical edges of my past and just do what I felt I needed to do to climb the ladder, yeah, I think I could get elected.
There are definitely libertarians who wish Starchild was more traditional in his appearance, but Denny says maybe that's the wrong attitude.
I think it's silly for a lot of people to try to out-conservative the conservatives. We're not out there to convince people who are mainstream that we can be more mainstream than they are. We're trying to make change. We're trying to get people to think outside the box.
Other sex workers know Starchild mostly in his role as an activist. He's been a longtime campaigner for the decriminalization of prostitution.
My take on Starchild is that, you know, he's probably a politician first and a sex worker second.
Maxine Dugan is a fellow activist and sex worker who's known Starchild for many years.
Starchild's in a unique situation in that he's in San Francisco. So, you know, he gets the benefit of that kind of political capital. And he's also a guy. So, you know, he's had the benefit of not being harassed.
And though Starchild certainly has plans to run for office again in the future, he hasn't quite reconciled what would happen if he actually wins one day.
I'm going to cross that bridge when I come to it. I guess there would probably be people that would want me to give up being a sex worker if I were elected to office. And I think that would be a really interesting public conversation to have, because I sure wouldn't want to give it up. Although I might not have as much time for it.
As he sees it, his two primary interests aren't really all that different.
People talk of politics all the time about, you know, politicians acting like prostitutes, you know, selling themselves the highest bidder. I'll often say, like, prostitutes are honest about it.
As Starchild often signs off, love and liberty. For Cross Currents, I am Sarah Tan.